Okay, today's daf is Vachim Davav. Today's daf is sponsored L'Refua Shalema Atara Malka Bas Rivka Alana, having a surgery. Atara Malka Bas Rivka Alana. We wish a Refua Shalema. Okay, so we are on Hey Amabes. We are discussing, remember Reish Lakish had asked the question at the beginning of the daf, on yesterday's daf, how is it that we're supposed to understand this idea that you could have a karban that is kosher, but lo alu l'bayilim l'shem chova, but doesn't count to fulfill the obligation? He said, either way, either it works or it doesn't work. If it works, it should work the whole way. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work the whole way. So, the other Amorim, we're trying to give him an answer and try to find a precedent where you have a karban that is somewhere in the middle. It's kosher, even though it does not bring total ritzui. So the example that was given was the Mishnah in Masechet Kenan, where a woman had a baby and she died, and she brought her chatas, and now her children are bringing her ola. So that carbon ola. So it's not fully bringing kapara it's not bringing kapara for her in kapara l'mesim, and yet it's brought. So doesn't that prove that it's kosher, even though it's not fully doing what it's supposed to be doing? Right? Isn't that the precedent? So now the Gemara, towards the end of the daf, went into, well, maybe the Yarshim themselves are connected to the kapara. They're bringing it, they're getting a little bit of kapara, and if they're bringing it, just like they're getting kapara, so it's also connected to the mother, so is this a good precedent or not? That's what the Gemara was having the issue towards the bottom. So let's start again from Maskefla. Maskefla Ravasi. Maskefla Ravasi, after again, Rav Nachman and Rav Hishas were sitting by Rav Adda and discussing this answer that Rav Elazar gave. So Rav Asi said, Oman Lemalon, Di'ika, Kama Ase Gaba Lomis Kapra. Right, who says that if she doesn't have certain ases relating to her? Remember, Chatas is Bechaper for certain Averis. Asham is Bechaper for certain, three Averis. Ola is not Bechaper for a specific Avera, but for Chayve Ase, for a Bittel Ase, Mitzvahs Ase, that really there's no punishment for if I'm a Vatel on Ase. But Ola gives a more general kapara for that. We're going to have to talk about Ola more specifically, exactly what type of kapara it brings. But either way, Rav Asi says, who says that if there's some assays that the Ola wouldn't be mechaper for? Right, Rashi. Man lema diika kama assay gaba di yoledes. Delo mechapra olasa alayhu. The ola wouldn't work for that. Im hevia mechayim ola mechaperas alasei v'alosa asei shenitek lasei. During one's lifetime, a karban is mechaper, as we just said, for aseis and lavanitek laseis, which also aren't atoned for by the regular averus. Remember, there's no losa asei there. And we've discussed back in Maseches Makos, right, what is really the, by a lav anita klase, is the isser, the lav, is the isser also being not fulfilling the losa say, is that also part of the avera? So the Rashi explains here that ola is for an asei and a losa say, so who says she doesn't get any kapar related to that? V'kiva d'chi'ika kama asei gaba mechapri, yershah nami mechapri. So since she's also related to it, she gets some kapar for that, so the yershah also achieves some kapara. So her yarshim. So it's not a total example of having a karban which is not, doesn't bring any kapara, that it's ola, that it's kosher vena marasa. So it's not exactly a perfect precedent. So that's the comment that they had on what was brought. The mefarshim here discuss the idea of ein kapara lemesim, which is the whole assumption of this line up until now. That generally after someone dies, then you don't bring a chatas for them, you don't bring an asher for them. But the Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Beis HaOtzer, which you know, Beis HaOtzer was the encyclopedia that he started writing, but he only got up to O's Beis, right? He got up to, but this is Aleph, Ein Kapar LeMeisim. So we have Aleph and Beis, Aleph and part of Beis, one volume of Beis HaOtzer, which is about 300 pages, and it's only those two letters. So there, in Klal Pevav, he talks about Ein Kapar LeMeisim, and he quotes from the Gemara on Zvachim Daf Test, which will have in a couple of days, Ein Meis Bez Kapar Yidei Karbet, Shemebi Alav Adam Chai, Vitzarech Lomar, Dezeu Rak Kaparas Karban. Sometimes we do find some type of kapara that is brought for somebody who is already niftar by someone who's alive. The Gemara says, yeah, in a full-fledged regular kapara, a karban being brought on their behalf, generally it's not. But if it's already being brought for some by some other people, or there's some other flexible types of kapara. So, for example, the Gemara says a kiddushin. Right, we know if somebody within 12 months of a parent being nifter, they we say hareini kaparas mishkavo. Right, what does that mean? That means I should get the whatever stuff is supposed to happen to the departed is supposed to be on me, kapara, but somehow the person who's alive is bringing kapara for the person who was nifter. Right? The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Aleph, or the Gemara in Sukkah. Amar Reish Lakish, Hareini kaparas Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. Rashi, the La'achar Ptirasam Amar Kain. Right? So we find that there are examples of kapara lamesim. Right? We know the minhag on Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch quotes about the vidui and the kapara, they're judged. How are they judged again? What have they done since last year? So the answer is no. The effect that they've had since on other people could also be felt when it comes to mitzvahs done that came out of their actions and averas done out of their actions. So you have to say, as he says, v'tzarach lomar dimishunim inyane kapara. There's kapara and there's kapara. Some kapara can happen only lachar b'chayim, and some can happen lachar misa. So mechaperas karban damrin and bay in kapara lamesim. You have to say the kapara of a karban cannot work, but the kapara of other issues can work. The hamisa mechaperas kaparas a karban vein sora kaparas a karban, and he goes through a lot of other elements here. There is a sefer chasidim. He also quotes it here. There's a sefer chasidim that also discusses this. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Where he discusses Maisa b'chassid echad shaya noder b'shvil haneshamos b'shvil krovav, someone who made a darim that we know we give staka li'ilu nishmas v'acharkach noder hakol b'stam b'shvil kol haneshamos amrulo lamata osek, he gave for a specific krovim and then he gave for all the shavas amrulo lamata osekein v'amarle b'bnei sheyesh mehen shani nene b'shuso v'leil heyek kafui tova. I've gotten a lot from a lot of people. So I don't want to be kafui tova, so I'm just going to give, to all. You know, how many people have passed on that I am who I am because of so many people. Va'od hein kamo kein bishvilam yitivli. V'yim tomar, they asked him, hare chatas shemesu ba'aleha mesa, v'pnei ki karban chatas v'hagemian yisurim v'kfar mes. V'od misa mechaperas. Avot staka shenosnin, what about staka? Nosnin domil la'egla arufa. Shamru, we have this. Roi kaparazu l'chabra yotzi mitzrayim l'mafreya. It's roi. El lefisha batzidashim nadar lavi ola haben mevia l'achar misaso. Lefisha komasha batzidu ba'ola batzidu bitstaka. Zebabaredevredava. Again, explaining how there can be some kapara with staka. That's the minaga olam. To give staka for the mesim. So there is something that happens afterwards. You have to say, There's some yes and some no. We don't exactly know how this works. We don't know at all how this works. But what happens la'achar misa? We know. We learn for b'schus the neshama. We give staka b'schus the neshama. So there is some type of effect that can happen la'achar to be ma'aleh the neshama. Even though certain types of kapara, the personal types of kapara that a person can do themselves, obviously, is done la'achar misa, and their karban is also somewhat limited. Okay, so again, that's a big topic, but just some pointers about it. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, are we saying that the Yarshim get some effect? They bring the karban. They bring the karban that the mother had designated. So Lameimra Dekanyulahu, the only way that a karban could work is if it's your karban. So is this to say that they are kone the karban? They're kone this ola? Says the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hiniach mincha l'shnei banav v'meis kreva vein bo shotfis. If somebody dies and he left a mincha to his children, kreva, it could be brought vein bo shotfis. But it can't be that they're really own it, because the halacha is that a karban mincha could only be brought by a yachid or by a tzibur. It cannot be brought by partners. Two people can't get together to bring a karban mincha. So here, if somebody dies and leaves a karban mincha, you can't say that it is owned by the children. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. If a karban mincha is left, it's brought, but it can't be that the children really own it. Ein bo shutfis. V'yistakadai da kanyelahu, but if they really are kona it, nefesh amarachmana, right? By nefesh, by a karban mincha. So how is it possible that they bring the karban mincha are they, if they're not konit, then how will they bring in the carbon? If they are konit, then they can't bring a carbon b'shutfis. So how exactly does that work? So we'll get back to that. Let's just continue. So it says the Gemara, v'lo kad yilhu, are they really not konit? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan also say, hiniach behema l'shnei banav v'meis, if somebody left an animal to his two sons, then he died, kreva, it can be given, and the ein mamirin ba, but they cannot, the children do not violate tamura with it, the iser of substitution for an animal, right? The Torah has an alos ase and ase. If I have an animal A, and I want to change that to carbon B, so the halacha is I'm not allowed to do that, then if I do it, they're both kadosh. Right, we'll get to the Rambam, Be'lashem in a minute, of his language about tamura. But the Gemara says that if this animal is left to the children, they cannot violate tamura. So the Gemara says, "Iam rebishlama kanya lehu." If you say that they are actually konit hainu de'ein memirin ba, so then you understand why they can't violate tamura. Dahavi lehu kashutfin, because they are like partners. Partners cannot violate tamura. V'shutfin lo matza memirin. And shutfin, the rule is, cannot be meimir, as learned out in the first parak of Tamura. So that's why you understand why they can't violate Tamura if they are kone it. So, but, Eli'i, I'm at lokan yulhu, but if they're not kone, so it's somehow, they're still not viewed as partners, it's still part of the estate. So, amuri nami lemru, why can't they violate Tamura? So again, we have on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan says they bring the karban, and it's not considered shutfis. And therefore, it's considered part of the state. And here, the not meimir, which means it's theirs, right? They're considered shutfin, because shutfins are the one that cannot be meimir. So how does this work? So the Gemara answers, shiny hasam da amar kra. No, there's a special did by Tamura, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Tamura. Da amar kra im hamer yamir l'rabos es hayoresh echad meimir ve'ishtayim emirim. Right? There's a special did of hamer yamir to include yoresh. To include a Yorish, right, even though he's not Kona'it, they're not Kona'it per se, right, the special halacha, L'rabos es ha-Yorish, echad, so that, as Rashi says, afagav de lo kanyulahu, gzeres ha-kasavu, deshnei yarshim ein mamirim, zevach shehifrish avihen. They're not really Kona'it, right, and that's why the mincha can be brought, because they're not shutfin. And here they're not really considered a shutfin. There's a special din also, but a Yorish is not mamir, even though it wasn't, you know, maybe only the one who was originally makdish it is the one that could violate Tamura, right? Maybe it's connected. Again, one of the major questions in Tamura is this a new type of sanctity that is starting now? Remember, this carbon was sanctified last month, and now I try to sanctify a second carbon, and what happens? They're both sanctified. So where did that kedusha come from, that new kedusha? Does it coming from like I was makdish animal A earlier and now I'm makdish animal B and it's a new kedusha, or somehow the kedusha of the second animal is flowing from the first animal and therefore it's connected to the first animal's hakdasha? So maybe that's part of the lumdis of the halacha, that a yorish, even though he doesn't own it, he still won't be able to be meimir. That's why this is a meimir. And then we have the drasha of echad meimir meichnayim meimirin, but two can't be meimir. Says the Gemara, let's do one more line, and then we'll talk about a number of items. Maskevler of Yaakov bin Arpakot, Elamei Ata, Gabi Meiser. So if you're saying the double Lashon teaches us that, what about Meiser Behema? Dichsiv v'im go'ol yig'al ishes ma'asro, l'rabos es ha-yorish. Right, the halach is if somebody is goel their meiser, right? That include. I'm sorry, this is not. This is by meiser, by meiser Shani, not by meiser meiser behema. V'im goel yigal ish is masro. That's talking about right switching the kedusha onto money. As we know, if meiser Shani is too much to schlep up, so then I am allowed in the years that I bring my shesheni, 1, 2, 4, and 5, I'm allowed to switch it onto money. But the halach is the owner has to be mosif chomesh. Has to add on a fifth, if not just go by the face value. So the question is a yoresh considered an owner that he has to add on a fifth? So by meiser, it also has v'im ga'ol yik'au, l'rabo says a yoresh. The special double law shown that includes a yoresh. A yoresh also has to be mosif chomesh when he's being poed to the meiser of his father. So achanami, echad gol v'ein shnayim golin. So you should say it's only if you have the same type of limud as tamura. So to hear, echad gol v'ein shnayim golin. Answer, shiny meiser, degabe avuo nami isa b'shutfis. No, shiny meiser, because it's isa, it's It exists b'shutfis, Rashi, d'lo ashkechon d'mimit shutfin b'pidyon ma'isr sheni. V'tzmura hainu ta'yoshub d'kol afrasha namer b'lashen yachid. When it comes to mura, tzmura, everything is said b'lashen yachid. That's how you could exclude two and not just one. By ma'isr, you don't have that. You don't have any source that shutfin are excluded for pidyon ma'isr sheni, so you don't have to have that parallel limud. Okay, stop there for a moment. Let's talk about a number of items. Let's go in order. First, going back to the mincha line. The mincha line that halacha is, as we know, a mincha could only be brought a yachid or a tzibur, but not be brought b'shutfis. We've mentioned, maybe not for a long time, but the Meshech Chachma on the Haftorah in Parshas Dvarim. Or the Haftorah for Parshas Dvarim, we know, is the Haftorah for the beginning of Sefer Yeshayo. It's read Shabbos Chazon, and Chazon Yeshayo, and Hashem there is very upset, obviously, about the Bnei Yisrael's behavior before the Chorban. And Yeshayahu says that Hashem is specifically upset about two karbanos. Lo tosifu, stop bringing hevi minchas shav ketores toeva hili. I'm upset about your karban mincha and about your ketores. Those are the two. Right? I can't handle it. All the karbanos Hashem is upset about. Because Yeshayahu often, and Yirmiyahu, goes through karbanos aren't just about the actions, it's about reflecting behavior. And you're bringing these karbanos, you think it's some magical idea that you bring karbanos and you get kapara. No, the point is that you have to mirror, you know, you're coming to the base of Mikdash, has to affect you. But the two karbanos that are singled out by Yeshayahu are ketores and mincha. So why dafka those? Says the Meshech Chachma, ha'inyan. He starts off. So you know there's going to be something major when he says ha'inyan. D'matzana l'razal, kal tainus shein ba miposhe Yisrael ena tainus. The Gemara says, increasus on davav. As we know, any fasting that does not include poshim, those who are negligent, the Baale Avera, that's not called a tainus. How do you know that from? From the ketores. The ketores is all about Achdus. Why? Because the chelbana, we know, has a very foul odor, and yet it's one of the 11 spices. So you put it together. Uman akasuv im samamanik tores. So what do you see from there? Hare de dover hapachos ba'atzmiyuso. Something that inherently is inferior. Becholzos, kishum misarev be'aguda klalis. Still, when it gets mixed into a general group, harehu misbasem umoil lahotzi reach vichoch benasamamanim acherim. Right? When it gets together with those spices that smell good, it itself also smells good. Meaning the ketores, we know, always symbolizes achdus. Umatzanu l'sha'amru, pizur l'rashayim, no lahem and no la'olam, ha'resha aguda mosav chizik lo'osei risha. Fine, and that's why we have the concept of a minion. Good. V'hanira, and that's why, specifically, ketores is Hashem's upset about. Because ketores, Hashem says, ketores is all about achdus. And you're having, you know, you're not having ba'achdus. You're having a fighting with each other. And you're not getting along with each other. Right? So therefore, what do I need your carbon for? Number one. Number two, carbon mincha. As we just said, a mincha is either b'yachid or b'tzibur. It's not brought b'shutfis. Tzibur also is like a yachid. Is like a unit. So that's why, dafka, both of these karbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am upset about. V'hine mincha eina kreva b'shutfin, rak b'yachid, u'b'tzibur ba'a mincha, l'fisha tzibur hu b'klali yuso, kimo yachid, shehu ish echad, v'kol echad mo'il echavero, kimo shekol eiver mo'il echavero. A tzibur is also a unit. V'chayotzi bohen, v'lachein, kivan shehifsidu ma'ilas ha'achdus. Since we weren't together, v'kalachad ratzal livlo ala chaveiro. Again, not only. Again, second base of Mikdash is famous for its sinas chinam. Yeshayahu is about first base of Mikdash. But even so, we weren't so great regarding that in the first base of Mikdash either. V'hayu kikitsine stom v'amora, as Yeshayahu called us. Imkein kalachad nivdal b'fnei atzmo. Everyone is separate. V'imkein lo tosifu hevi minchashav. So the minchashav is false. V'chein k'tores shekalachad mizbasei michaveiro. V'gam achelban arech michoach. Avos kishekalachad mefuzer b'fnei atzmo. Halek k'tores toeva hi. K'mo shehi b'prati yusa. Shechalban arech ra. Hakriveinu lefech asecha. And therefore, Hashem says, I am not happy with your karbanos dafka, those two. Number one. Number two, as we get into tzmura. So the Gemara says that tzmura is not violated by shutfin, and related to the lumdus a little bit of that. But the Rambam talks about tzmura at the end of Hilchas Tzmura. Tzmura is the last set of halachas in Hilchas Karbanos, Sefer Karbanos, and only four prakims. The Rambam at the end of Tzmura talks about tamei hamitzvos. Again, Karbanos, the Ramban, comments on the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim comment in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, where he says, I don't think Karbanos is like the Rambam says, it's just about anti-Yates, Avodah Zarah, there's a lot more to Karbanos. So the Rambam would admit that's true also, because you have to look at all the Rambams. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Avodah and the end of Sefer Karbanos, both places he talks about Tamei HaMitzvos. So at the end of Tumura, which we'll focus on now, the Rambam says, Ava Bishikol Chukei HaTorah Zerosein, Besof, Kamosha Biyana Besof Me'ila. Even though all rules of the Torah are Xeros. Spoke about that in the Parsha Shir a little bit this week. Ra'uila Hisbonein Bohen. V'kol Sha'ata Yacholi Tein Lo Tam. Tein Lo Tam. You should try to analyze them. And whatever reasons you could give for mitzvos, you should try to give. Hariyamar Chachamim Harishonim. Shamelach Shlomo Haven. Rova Tamim. Shekol Chugi HaTorah. Shlomo Melach understood many. And then he says, Yireli. So that's why I'm going to give my own suggestion for the Isser of Tmura. Right? What happens if I have an animal? Carbon A, and then all of a sudden I got a larger, more plump animal. So I want to give the second animal as a carbon. I'm doing it with the best intentions in mind. It's still an Avera to do that. Still an Avera. So Yirali says the Rambam. Why? Shezesha Amar Vayakasavaya Hu Usmoraso Yiakodesh, Kenyan Sha Amar, Vim Hamakesh Yigdalas Beso. It's similar to Vyasaf Chamishas Kesedek Kachalav. It's similar, fascinating to what we just have in the Gemara, the two connected to each other. It's similar to me, most of Chomesh. By being poed as something of your own. Yarda Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam. V'ksas yitzro hara. The Torah goes into our psyche. She'tiv'o shel adam no tel harbos kinyano v'lachos ha'mamono. It's the way of people, the way of human beings, to always try to be marbe b'kinyano, to always be worried about our assets. V'avo b'shen adam v'hikdash. And even if I was noder something or makdish, after shechazar bo, maybe I want to retract. V'nichem, I'll feel bad about it. I can't believe I was just meshaberach that. I can't believe I just said I'm going to do that. V'yifte, b'pachos v'shavio, and I'll try to get out of it for less than its amount. So very often I'll give animal A, and I'll feel bad that I gave such a nice animal. So I'll try to get the other animal back. Or I gave something to the base of Mikdash, so I'll try to redeem it back, but I won't redeem it back for so much money. Amra Torah, in Pada La'atzmo, Yosef Chomesh. So even if it's more, it doesn't matter. All of these are mitzvos are to channel and shape my yetzer. And then he has, I've mentioned this before, one of my favorite lines in all the Mishnah Torah, v'rov dinei Torah. Einon Ella, most dini mitzvos are Einon Ella. They are Eitzos Meirachok, Migadol Ha'Eitza, Lasakin Adeus Eliyashar Kalamasim. Mitzvos are, it's based on the pasuk, are advice from afar, from the great advisor. Eitzos Meirachok, Migadol Ha'Eitza, Lasakin Adeus Eliyashar Kalamasim, to make ourselves perfect, to make ourselves over the Hashem, make ourselves in all ways. Being what we're supposed to be. So that's the Rambam at the end of Tumura. Once we're talking about Tumura, it comes up here. Finally, getting into a halacha. The last halacha that was just mentioned here was that by Tumura, different than Meiser, by Tumura, Shutzvin can't be Meimir, and also two people, right? Yorish Echad Meimir ve'ein Shnayim Meimirim. So it's interesting, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tumura mentions this is only in terms of the full-fledged Isser of Tumura. With Malkus, do we say two are excluded? But it's still an Avera, even if two people do it. You're just not going to get the full-fledged Malkus. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tumura, anyone who's Meimir gets Malkus. And this is an exception to the rule, it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Right? I just said, I want animal A to be instead of animal B. So I didn't do a Maisa, it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, you still get Malkus. It's one of the three exceptions to the rule. Says the Rambam, Kol ha-meimir loke al-kol behema u-behema, she-yamir, she-ne'emar lo yachlifen av lo yamir oso, v'yaf al-pi shelo asa Maisa, v'pi ha-shmua lamdu, kol mitzvah zlosa, se-ein ba-maisa, ein loken al-leha. Usually Lav Shein B'Maisa does not get Malkus, chutz, except for three. Nishba, certain cases of shvua, problematic oaths, u-meimir, right, tamura, u-makal as-chaver b'shem, and megadef. Makalas chaver b'shem. Shloshalavim elu e efshar sheyia bahen maisa klal. It's impossible. Why does Rama say it's impossible? Maybe he's alluding to a shita that if you have a lav that you could do a maisa, even if you didn't do a maisa, you still might get malchus. Right? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras by chasima, by muzzling. If I muzzle an animal just by screaming at it,
Even if I don't actually put a muzzle on it, the Rambam says you're going to get Malkus. And the Magen Mishnah there says, because if you can do it through a Maisa, so then you're still going to get Malkus, it's called a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. So maybe that's what the Rambam is alluding to here. The Rambam is saying, because it's impossible to do these three with a Maisa, and you're still going to get Malkus. Shlosh Alav Emelu, E'efshah Sheyeh B'Maisa, Klav, V'Lokin Aleim, V'Loma Lokin Ala Tmura, V'Hari Alav Sheba. But then the Rambam says, okay, but there's another reason that you shouldn't get Malkus. It's a Lav Anitak Laseh. Right, I try to do an Avera, and I try to get rid of the Kedusha, and they're both Kadosh. So Rambam says, two answers. There's two Lavim, and only one Asay. Right, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. Says it twice. So an Asay can only get out of one of those Lashonos, therefore there's still one Lav that is left. V'od, and then he says, sh'ein Lav shebas shavil Asay. Also, the lav is not equal to the assay. The lav is more inclusive. Shahat sibur vashutfin ein osin tmur imhemiru. As we just said, as our Gemara says, tzibur and shutfin, a carbon sibur or a shutfin, do not make tmura. The animal, the second animal, is not kadosh if they try to do it. The afalpi shehein muzharin shalo yamiru, even though they're included in the los assay. So the los assay is more inclusive than the assay. So the Rambam says, when our Gemara says, Echon Meimer Vishnayim Amirim, that only means to affect Kedusha on the second animal. Echon Meimer Vishnayim Amirim. But there's still an Avera. Two Shutfin shouldn't think, oh, this is meaningless, I might as well do this. You know, I want to make this animal into, you know, a carbon instead of this animal. Still an Avera to do that, even though it's not going to work. Nimseis Omer Shahayachit Shehemir Hare Hatmura Kodesh Afilu Hemir B'Shabbos. Below Karbohim. V'yachman ha-shutfin shehemir, omi shehemir b'karbon sibur, ho v'yesh lo b'hen shutfis harizel loke, v'ein ha-tmura kodesh. Right? So when our Gemara says that there is no tmura by two people, that only means that the effect of the tmura, the asay, but the los asay does apply, and that's why the Rambam said the los asay is more inclusive than the asay, and therefore you're going to get malchus mitzad the reason of lav hanitak laasay. Mitzah lav shein bo maisa is a special din. You're going to get malchus even though it's a lav shein bo maisa. But it's not a lav anitak laseh, because the lav is more inclusive than the aseh. Good. Again, each of those, as we know, are shas topics. Lav shein bo maisa, lav anitak laseh. You know, each of those, we'll see if we have more time to talk about them, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Asi, Rav Ashi, Umina. Rav Asi says to Rav Ashi, Umina, let's get back to our topic that we are discussing. If you say the Yarshim are Kone Hainu Dechan Miha Meimer, that's why at least that one would be Meimer, if it is one, because it's theirs. Ela Iamrit Lo Kan Yelahu, but if you say that they're not Kone it, Heichi Meimer, V'Hamar Rabbi Yavo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amakdish Mosif Chomesh. This is another rule when it comes to Tzmura. Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh, Hamischaper Osa Tzmura. What happens if you owe a carbon, and I'm giving one, I'm makdish one on your behalf. You made a neder that you're going to give a cow to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have so much money, you don't have cows. So I say, you know what, I'm makdish this animal for you. So it's yours, you're going to get all the credit for it, but I was just the one that was makdish it. So various halachos go by the makdish or the miskaper. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh." What if somebody wants to redeem it? Who is the bailim regarding redeeming that they have to add on a chomesh? Just like if I'm redeem my own meiser sheni, I have to add on a chomesh. So if I'm redeem my own karban, so who's the real owner here? So Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. The makdish is the one called the owner Mosif Chomesh. Vamiskaper was a tamura. The one who's getting the kapara, who was given four, is the one that makes tamura, right? So again, the father was the one that was makdashit. So that's another reason why the yorshin, how did the yorshin be maimed if there's only one yorish? Vatori mishalo shal chaveiro tovas anashalo. And just Rabbi Yochanan continued, and the one, nothing to do with us right now, but if somebody gives truma for someone else, just like here, you're being makdash for someone else, so too, if you give truma on someone else's behalf, from your own stuff, to make somebody else's field misukan, you still get to choose which kohen you are going to give it to. So question mark. So what's going on here? So how is it possible that, is it the yorish? Is it not the yorish? How is he able to do tmura if it's not really his? So the Gemara says, a line, and Rashi adds in, umishani. So we know that the answer is starting here. a line that's going to come up again as well. Mikiva lo mechapra, mikufya mechapra. What does that mean? Mikiva means a full-fledged kapara is not achieved, right? Because the yoresh, for the him to be the bailam mamish, he doesn't have the full. Mikufya, literally, mikufya means floating. It means a weak kapara. He gets something, even though he doesn't get full. Look at Rashi. Umishani. Mikiva lo mechapra, mikufya mechapra. Kapara kvua, sheyehe yoresh bailav mamish, ein lohen. It's somewhere in the middle. It is theirs, and it's not theirs. They get some, but not total. So the yoresh is not the bailam mamish. Hilchach gabi minchak sherili karev. Delo chal shutfin. Aha. They're not called partners, because it's not fully theirs. So it's still considered part of the estate, regarding the halacha that they could bring it if it's a carbon mincha. They're not called shutfin. Aval kapara kufya vitsafa memela yesh lahan bo. They get something. And because they get something, they could still do tzmura. They're considered the owner regarding tzmura, even though they weren't fully makdashit. They weren't makdashit. And it quotes kufya lashon tsaf akfu yadaychu. That's the lashon of trying to get a middle type of kapara. Okay, so again, we had to put all these halachas together. Tzmura and mincha and mosif chomesh, all of these. Some work when you're the real owner, some work not. So the Gemara basically gave an answer. They're somewhere in the middle. They get a little kapara, they're not fully the owner. Good. Iboilahu, kipra mashabau, olo kipru. So now we're getting back to a general question. Rashi says, it is kadshim shenizbechu shel olishman yikrevu. As we said, the Mishnah says lo olu lebailam shem chova, and you have to bring another. But the question is, if it was mechaper, as Rashi says here, the nafkamina. Tosfos has a different answer, right? Miu miboylei im kipru al chet shehufreshu alav v'nafkamina shelo yidag manan yisurim bein tayim. Meaning, it's not lo olu lebailam shem chova fully, but does it cover averos that were done after the hafrasha, right, before the hakrava? Which carbon are we talking about here? Right, what carbon brings kapara? So Rashi says, it's the Rashi later on, Rashi says we're talking about Ola and Asha. Ola and Asha. So is there any kapara, is there any protection given for in between until you bring the carbon fully that you're chayev, right? Because it's lo olah b'alam shem chova. Is there any protection for the interim for the averas done since the afrasha until the hakrava, right? So we have a similar lashon by asham talui. Asham talui is brought, we know, only if you don't know if you did an avera. Once you know you did the chatas, did the avera, for sure you have to bring a carbon chatas. So what do you bring an asham talui for? Lahagin al mina yisurin, for the interim, for the avera that was done. So, does it work? So, Amar Rav Sheshes Brei D'Ravidi, Mistavra D'lo Kipru, Mistama, it did not, it was not Mechaper. D'Isak Adaitach Kipru, Sheini La Mehuba. What do you mean? Because if it was Mechaper, why are you bringing the second carbon? So, where it says, Vela Mai, Lo Kipru, La Mehukarav. What, so what are you going to say? It wasn't Mechaper at all, so La Mehukarav. What are you bringing it for? Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Shisha, Brei D'Ravidi, Hachi Kakashalei. No, this is what was his real question. If you say that lo kipru, that the it was not mechaper for the interim, so shelo lishmo mikoach lishmo kaasi, because the shelo lishmo, the shechita that was shelo lishmo, really is coming out of a hakdasha that was lishmo, mikoach lishmo kaasi, v'sheni lama huba lechaper, and the second one therefore is coming lechaper. Because it was a shechita shelo lishmo, ela iamrit kipru. But if you say that it worked for the interim, sheni lama huba, that was his question. Again, the question is not answered. But again, that was just at least redefining what the question was. Okay, ibayelu. What about the next following ibaya? Aasei de la acher hafrasha mechapra olo mechapra. Again, Rashi says astam olakoi shenizbechu lishman. Now we're getting regular carbon. We know when a carbon ola is brought for assays and labanita glasses. Good. So what happens if I makdash a carbon on Rosh Chodesh and I bring it a week later? What about averos or assays that I did in the interim? Are those covered? Does it go by the hakrava or by the hafrasha. Iboilu, ase de la achar hafrasha, mechapra or lo mechapra. Mi amrinan, do we say midi de havi achatas? Does it, just like chatas, ma chatas, de kodim hafrasha in de la achar hafrasha lo, right? The chatas only works for before the hafrasha, because it's labeled, af hachanami, de kodim hafrasha in de la achar hafrasha lo. So to hear by an ola. O dilma lo dam yelachatos, or do we say that the kapara that an ola brings is different than the kapara that a chatos brings? The chatos al kol chet vechet bo ilasuye chada chatos. By chatos, each avera requires its own carbon. That means there's a very specific labeling. Every carbon is its own sin, and therefore you understand why you have to have it done before the hafrasha, because the hafrasha is part of the, you label this, this is now a chatas chelev, this is now a chatas this. Vahacha, kiva de'ika, what about an ola? In ola, it covers all your assays. It's not like you need any specific ola for each one. Vahacha, kiva de'ika, kama assay gabe, mechapra assay, telacha hafrashanami mechapra, it's much more general. Right, we'll get to this, but just to mention, it comes up on tomorrow's daf. The Gemara says Ola is a Doron, but Ola is more, we might say, focused on the Gavra than on the Avera. Achatas, you have to wipe out. It's as if each and every sin has to be erased. Every carbon chatas erases each sin. In Ola is more focused on the person. The person needs cleanliness spiritually. In Ola does that. And Ola does not relate to each specific bitul asay that was done. It's much more general on the Gavra. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's so general, maybe it could work for even la'achar hafrasha, before the hakrava. So maybe it could work for that too. The Devar HaKodesh also here, we don't have time to read it, also goes through the lumdis about these questions. Feel free in Simen Samach Aleph. I mentioned that's a lumdis sefer on Zvachim in the Devar HaKodesh. Good. So the Gemara says, Tosh, there's, let's just do the answer. There's a stira how the Rambam paskins on this question, but we'll continue it first. Tashma v'samach v'nirtza. The pasuk says that we do smicha on the animal, we lead on the animal, v'nirtza, and this is by Ola, Perek Aleph, in Vayikra, v'nirtza, and there is kapara, v'chi smicha mekaberes. How could that be? V'nirtza means the Sunday of atonement. Leaning on the animal itself brings atonement. Follow in kapara l'badam. What do you mean? Atonement is only brought through zrika. Right, that's the avoda that brings atonement. Shenemar ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. Elamata malomar v'samach v'nirtza lechaper. Right, why does the Torah tell us that there's even some type of kapara brought in regarding the smicha? Shim asa l'smicha shiyari mincha mitzvah. If you treat the smicha as shiyari mitzvah, meaning you don't take it seriously, even though it's not one of the dalal avodos, if you treat it like shirayim, right, nothing, not serious. The Torah treats it as if you didn't get kapara. The keeper, even though you really did get kapara. Meaning you're missing something, even though it's not so crucial. So what does that mean? That it's ki'ilu, you didn't get kapara, but you did get kapara. So my love, the keeper, asay, so we're suggesting, maybe this means, the keeper, asay, the kodem afrasha, lo keeper, asay, the smicha, the havil asay, the lachra afrasha. Maybe it means, you did get kapara, lo maisa, for all the averes that you did before the hafrasha, but you didn't get kapara for the bitul asay, which is after afrasha, which is smicha. If you didn't do smicha, you didn't take it seriously, that's done after you amafresh the animal. So doesn't this mean that what you didn't get kapara for was what you did after the afrasha? The example that's given is the fact that you didn't take smicha seriously. So doesn't that answer our question? So our answer is no. Amar Rava, I say the smicha kamrit. Talking about smicha, shani hasam, to call kama delo shachit ba'amod v'samuch koi. No, there's different, because you didn't do the avera of smicha, of not doing smicha, until you actually did the shechita, meaning up until that point you can still do smicha. Right? That's why it's up until that last second. You didn't violate once you didn't do it until you actually did the shechita. Now you lost it. Emas koi haviasei delacha shechita, lacha shechita lo kami boilon. Right, that's considered an asay after shechita, because you don't violate until after you did the shechita. So I still have the question, though, of asay de la'achar hafrasha. That is still not clear. Tosfos here discusses, when the Gemara says, hey, isn't the kapara only through the zrikas hadam? Tosfos says, in the second to last Tosfos, but don't we know from Sachim that the Kohen eating that carbon also brings kapara? Kohanim ochlim ubailim miskaprim? So why does the Gemara say, oh, the Zrikas Badam? The Gemara should say, Zrikas Badam Ubachilas Abasar. So the Gemara says, no, the Ikar Kapar is Badam. There's still different levels, as we mentioned before, different types of kaparas. The Ikar Kapar is through the Zrikas Adam. Even if the Kohen doesn't end up eating it, the Kapar is still going to work. It's not Ma'akev. But that is the, that's Tosas. Also, big discussion we've had in the past, we'll have again, Be'ez Hashem, about the Mitzvah of Achilas Karbanos. The Kohen, different karbanos, the bialim by ashlamim. We'll have to talk about who the mitzvah is upon, right? But that Tosfos alludes to that. There is just to mention a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos quotes the question that we mentioned before. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagos, paragimel, halacha gimel. The Rambam says, just find the says the Rambam here in paragimel halacha. Halacha Gimel, Hifrish Chatoso al Chelev Sha'achal Emesh, Lo Yiviena al Chelev Sha'achal Hayom. If I'm mafrish a chatos on Chelev that I ate yesterday, I shouldn't bring it for a Chelev that I ate today. Vim Hevi, Kiper. But if I did, it works. Is it 100% clear? Did you do the Aveira before the Hafrasha? Not 100% clear. The Rambam says you shouldn't bring a carbon. Let's say I did an avera yesterday. I ate chalef. So I'm mafresh a carbon today for the chalef, and then I bring it for an avera that I did today. Did I do that avera after I was mafresh? Not 100% clear in the Rambam, but the Rambam says it works. Vimhevi kiper. That's the Rambam in Shkagos gimel. If you look in Sule Hamukdashim Dalid Aleph, the Rambam seems to paskin. The Rambam paskins in Dalid Aleph. In our case, that if you brought it for, brought it for a, I'm sorry, where's the, I think it's the Kesef Mishnah that points that out. The Kesef Mishnah there in Gimel points out that, again, we don't, points out that the Rambam elsewhere seems to say that low keeper, so therefore it, so it seems to be a seer in the Rambam, again, without, getting into the Nosa Kalim, there in Psuli HaMukdashim, discuss it. Okay. Sorry, I can't fully develop that, but we have to continue. Amalei Rafuna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, says the Gemara, but wait a minute, maybe I have another suggestion what the keeper, low keeper line means by the smicha. We suggest that it means keeper for Averos, Aseis before the Afrasha, low keeper for after. Amalei Rafuna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, Ema keeper Gavra, maybe keeper Gavra on all the Aseis that he did, and he, as Rashi says, he states from Yisurin, lo kiper kamishmaya. Meaning, you didn't do what Hashem wanted. You didn't do what Hashem wanted. You technically got kapara, but you didn't do what Hashem wanted if you didn't take it seriously. Hashem told you to do smicha. Milo tnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Meseches Negaim? Vahanosar b'shemen, similarly. Vahanosar b'shemen al shirakaf. Right, the leftover oil after the process of a taras hamitzora, you put it on his right thumb and his big right toe and his ear, and the leftover you put on his head. Leftover oil. What if you didn't? So b'hanoser b'shem and asher al kaf hakohen v'gomer l'chaper alav l'vnei Hashem. So again, it says the leftover oil also brings kapara. Im nasan kiper v'im lo nasan lo kiper. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that that's ma'akev. Right, if you put the shirayim on the head of the mitzora, the kapara works, right? Because kapara is also going on that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no, shiari mitzvahein. That's extra, that's leftovers. Bein nitan bein shelo nitan kiper. Right, whether you did it or not, that's the leftover. Umal and alav kila lo kiper. But you consider as if lo kiper. So again, similar type of idea. So my ki'ilu lo kiper, what does that mean? Ki'ilu lo kiper. Ilema demi boila suya karban achrina. Does it mean that you have to bring another, you have to go through the whole process again? Of taras ha-mitzora, ha'amrit bein nitan bein lo nitan kiper. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says it worked. So what does that lashon lo kiper mean? Ela kiper gavra. It means technically the kapara was gotten. Lo kiper kamishmaya. But Hashem's not so happy with you. It's kind of like lasesi de shemayim. Right, so maybe hachanami, maybe kiper v'chula, maybe that's what it means here too. So what maybe means totally different than what you suggested before the afrasha, after the afrasha. So the Gemara says hasam nami here too. No, here too, you don't have to say that it means kapi shmaya. Here you have another way also. Hasam nami kiper matan bahonos lo kiper manas arosh. All it's telling you is that it's not a package deal. Right, you might have said, Rabbi Akiva here holds, that if you didn't do the head, you gotta start again even with the Bahonos. Right? Keeper, low keeper here means that they're separate. Keeper, the matan bahonos, what you put on the right thumb and the right big toe, that's all good. The head might be ma'akev, but it's not connected. It's not one package, right? That is the, that is low keeper amanas arosh. That's what's meant. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Again, there's also a stira. Actually, meant that was before, and wasn't really a stira, just an explanation of the Rambam. The stira is really here in Mechusrei Kapara. The Rambam quotes here stira about this, about whether he passes like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. The Nosei Kelema talk about it. Maybe there's a stira whether if it's still there, then it's ma'akev. If you don't have it anymore, then it's not ma'akev. That's the Rambam here in Mechusrei Kapara, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Tashma. Well, let's just continue trying to answer our question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kifsei Ketzeres L'mahin Boin. Kifsei Atzeres, right? We just mentioned them, I think, on yesterday's daf. This is the only carbon shlamim, that's a carbon sibur, that's kachi kachim, the special sheep that are brought on Shavuos with the shtei halechem. So Kifsei Atzeres, says Reb Shimon in the Tosefta, Lamahim Bon, why do they come? Why do they bring them? Says the Gemara, Kifsei Atzeres shlamim ninu. What do you mean? There are coming shlamim that you have to bring. So Elas Seirei Atzeres, Lamahim Bon. What about the Seirei Hatzeres? What is their purpose? What does that mean? What is the purpose, as we learned back in Masechah Shavuos? Every carbon sibur, especially the carbonous musaf, have a purpose. So Seirei Hatzeres Lamahim Boin, Al Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav. Right, on the Tumas Mikdash, right, as we know, that's not known. Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon, Sheni Lamakar, but why there too? Once there's Rikas Adam of the first one, why do you have to bring the second one? Al Tumas She'iru Beizelazeh. What happens if there's Tumas Mikdash between the first and the second? After the Zrika of the first, before the second? Amar Me'ata, Ru'uyin Hayu Yisrael Akar Karbanasiya B'chol Eitz V'chol Shah. Really, you should have to bring Karbanas every second, because every second there might have been another Kohen that didn't know he was Tameh, or he forgot, that went in. El Shechisech HaKasuv, but the Torah is Rachmanis. Torah is Rachmanis, you're not going to, it's Ein Lo Davar Sof. That's the Tosefta. But what do you see from here? V'yahacha Da'asei Delachar HaFrasha V'kam HaChapra. But here, both Seirim are Hufrash originally, right, aren't they? And yet the second one is being Mechaper for Averas done after it's Hafrasha, before it's Hakrava, before it's Rika. So doesn't this prove that like our original question, that an Ola can be Mechaper for even after Hafrasha? So the Gemara says, Idafrashina Babasacha Zachanami. You're right. If you understood it as we understood it, that you would have been Mafresh them both at the same time, that would be a Raya. Maybe here it's not true. Maybe here you have to be mafreshit later, right before your makrovit. And it only would be machaper for Tumas Mikdash that was beforehand. Maybe that's exactly what the Torah would require you to do. Says the Gemara, V'leku v'leimilei l'kra d'chiksiva b'zachar zeksiva. What, you would have to say, the Torah doesn't specify. That's the ukimta that you would have to say the Torah is talking about? Who says? Maybe the Torah is talking about every year. See Rashi at the last skinny line, Bitmiya. Efshar shelo ba'akasav elo lakach, velo b'kol shanei tzrichu shnayim. Right, so I understand. So it's very hard to say that that's exactly what the case of what the Torah is talking about. They have to wait every year. So Amar of Papa, carbon is seber carbon. Then a different answer. Our kasha is about a personal carbon ola that somebody's bringing. Does it work for us? Says lachar of Russia. You're bringing me a rye from a carbon seber? You can't compare a carbon sibur to a carbon yachid. Amar of Papa, carbon is sibur, kamrit. Tiny carbon is sibur. Delave bezdin mas kamas nalayan. We had that back in Shavuos. What does that mean? It's as if. Doesn't have to say literally bezdin makes a tnai, but it's built in. Carbon is sibur has flexibility built in. Where was the context where this was said? Let's just read the next line. Kid Rav Yudah Meshmuel, Dam Rav Yudah Meshmuel, carbon is sibur, sakin moshchas lamashahein. The knife literally pulls the carbon sibur to what it is. What does that mean? Remember the context in Shavuos. There are certain animals that are set aside to use for the carbon tumbin. From the money from every year. What happens if it's the end of the year and you still have animals that were designated by last year's money and they're left over now? So you can't use them for the new money, for the new year? So Gemara says, no, it's like a built-in tanai, that if you have overflow, so it's okay, you can use it for the following year. Right, that's Lev Bezdin Masna Lam. So here too, you could say that Lev Bezdin is Masna, that really the Hafrasha that you did earlier is not really called a Hafrasha until the second before your Makrovit. But you don't say that by a carbon yachid. So by a carbon yachid, we still have the question that is there going to be kapara after the after the hafrasha. Again, there could be lumdus to this also. Obviously, there is. Meaning, what's the question about that? Whether a carbon could be machaper after the hafrasha? What does hafrasha look like? When I'm makdish an animal, is that something totally separate from the hakrava? I designate it as an animal, and the kohen comes and then is makrivit. So, is that two totally separate stages? Right. So, if it's two totally separate stages, so then you could say that you look at it as that you have this time in the middle that you didn't finish the hafrasha yet. Maybe it's keilu you didn't finish the beginning stage. What do you say? No, maybe the hafrasha is tchilas hakrava, and that even works with the idea that shechita k'shira bizarre. We know the first avoda could even be done at least by an animal, not by a karban mincha, but by an animal shechita k'shira bizarre. So maybe that's relating to the fact that hafrasha isn't just hafrasha. Hafrasha is tchilas hakrava. So if you say that, so maybe that could affect this question. Again, the Dvir HaKodesh discussed this a little bit, but this is the question about whether the chatoim that I do after hafrasha, we have to think about what the nekudas of the issue is here, whether that would be, what's the significance of that. Again, this is discussed back in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis, in the context of leftover karbanos there. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored the Refuah Shleima Atara Malka Bas Rivka Alana. We wish her a Refuah Shleima. Again, tomorrow. Oh, and just one other thing from yesterday. We discussed yesterday the Magen Avram that was bothered. How is Ola before Chatas? So I didn't mention. What he's bothered by is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. We know Chatas in Ezeel Makoman comes before Ola. The Magen Avram's question that we mentioned yesterday, how is Ola before Chatas? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Tur, you should say every morning, Ola and Mincha and Shlamim and Chatas v'chulu. So the Magen Avram, asked it on the Shulchan Aruch. It's really on the Torah. Shulchan Aruch on the Torah quote that because in the Torah, Perek Aleph is Ola, Perek Beis is Mincha, Perek Gimel is Shlomim, and Perek Dalet is Chatas. So they just follow, but that's what he was dealing with. His Oma Koman does have Chatas before Ola, but the language of the Torah in Shulchan Aruch is Ola before Chatas. Okay? Stop here.